Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Shandy Anst reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shandy Anst scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Gorrell moves to third. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Braves. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Bulger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Deance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fanning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fanning moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fanning moves to third. Drabowski moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Red Shane Deanst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Deanst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Shane Deanst hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Long reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive towards first. Long catches it and steps on first to double up Logan. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning fires to first and picks off Covington. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Adcock strikes out. One out. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0 for 2 in the game. Hazel hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Torre now playing first base. Andy Pafko now playing right field. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell strikes out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Shane Dienst moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shane Dienst scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 5-2, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Braves. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 3 in the game. Buell strikes out. Fanning drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buell out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Jim Fanning. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Don Elston. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Buell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Urnaga for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.